Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. I'm your supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Yes, there was a charge on my account for what I was told is a watch that was supposedly delivered on January 29th. I have somebody checking to verify that. But
okay.
We never ordered a watch, never had a reason to order a watch. And everybody that works for me is given a watch, an Apple Watch, by the company because of our account.
Okay.
So they told me that they would connect me with the fraud department. They gave me the tracking number of the item and the date that it was delivered. But we never received a watch.
Okay.
No one here did.
Yes, sir. I take it you're Reggie Luck?
Yes.
Can I get you to verify the address for me, please, sir?
3426 6th Avenue. Plus, if it was ordered by me, it would have been under the name Reginald, not Reggie, because I don't use that.
Yes, sir.
Especially in business. So what you guys have on record tells me that, no, I think somebody fraudulently used the account.
Okay. Mr. Luck, can I get you to verify, is your email address rluck57@gmail.com?
That's my personal email. That's not my business email.
Okay. Phone number? On
the business account.
Okay. I do understand. I'm just verifying at this time, sir.
Right.
The phone number is 702-523-2694.
That's the personal. That's my personal number, my home number.
Okay. Well, the address that they have, that's your job's address?
That's my company's office.
Okay.
Office.
Okay. I do have to ask, it is a Vibrant Fitness watch that takes and help monitor your daily activities, like your steps and heart rate. Is there anyone else that could have ordered it thinking they were getting it for $7.92?
Not here. Like I said, especially if it's one of those, we use Apple Watch, which does the same thing. And we do use the fitness on that watch. So nobody would have even had a reason to order a watch like that.
Yes, sir. What about at home, since it has your personal information on here?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm single, so no.
Okay. I just had to ask. I do apologize. Only reason why I'm asking, because what we're going to do for you, sir, is put in an investigation. They do prosecute people who take and do fraudulent charges against customers with jail time or a high fine of $500 or more. We can't go by the address because the fact of it is that is your job address. And the information that we do have is mostly pertaining to you, which is your personal information. So they're going to have to go by the IP address that whoever ordered the product, where they ordered it from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So would you like for me to go ahead and put that in for you so they can go ahead and do that investigation for you?
Is there a charge for that?
No, sir. They're going to investigate to find out who did it so they can take and prosecute them for the charges. And if not, they'll end up doing jail time.
Okay.
Okay. Give me just a brief moment to go ahead and put that in for you, and I'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Hold, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here.
Well, will we hear anything about the results of the investigation? Will they?
They should be. They're gonna. Well, they're gonna probably call the number, sir, which would be your personal line, just so they can rule out that IP address to make sure if it's from home or from your office, to rule out where it could have been, you know, before they take and track it down. They want to rule out the ones that you have, and then they should be able to let you know something.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. At this time, you are canceled out. They can't charge anything else, but you will be fully refunded, both back the charge along with the shipping and handling. It should just take a couple more minutes, okay, for that to go okay. through.
Okay.
Let's see here. You will see a refund for the $7.92, as well as if it hasn't left, sir, you should see that $59.97 stop and stay in your account. But if it has already been deducted, it will take 3 to 5 business days for you to see it post back to your account. Okay?
Okay.
You should get a confirmation email, since that is your email verifying your refunds, letting you know that you have been refunded and that your charge has been voided out and that it is canceled. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, that's about it.
All right. At this time, that company cannot charge you anything else or ship out anything else. You did state that you didn't see a watch, right?
No, I didn't.
I didn't want to track it.
Somebody checking our surveillance tapes for the 29th to see if anything was delivered on the 29th.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because that's what it does have it on the 29th being shipped to that address. Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, that's all.
Okay. I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, sir, and please stay safe, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.